Insights.
This is Akashvani. In the program Insights, now we bring you a discussion on 11 years of Mudra Yojana. The participants are Manoj Mutathil Ayappan, Joint Secretary, Department of Financial Services, Yalangi Venugopal Rao, MD and CEO Mudra Limited, Kovind Narayan Goyal, Chief General Manager, Agriculture Business Unit and Government Sponsored Scheme, ABUNGSS, and R. Anuradha, CGM, MSME, Canara Bank. Moderator is Sonu Sood.
Good evening, listeners. Welcome to our program. I am Sonu Sood. Warm welcome to all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
thank you, ma'am.
So we'll start with you, Manoji. Pradhan Mantri Mudra Yojana has completed 11 years. In 2015, it was launched. We would like to know from you, from the point of view of financial inclusion, what is the importance of Pradhan Mantri Mudra Yojana, and how would you evaluate the success of this scheme in the last 11 years?
This was launched on 8 April 2015 by our Honorable Prime Minister. So if you look at the success of this scheme, the topmost factor that comes is the huge volumes which it has created. So 57.79 crore loans and worth 40.07 lakh crore. So this means that it's a very, very huge scheme, probably bigger than the GDP of some of the countries. So that is one aspect. And 21% of these loans have gone to first-time new entrepreneurs. So people who have their dreams of starting a new enterprise, they have got loans. And this is given in currently four categories. So it starts with Shishu, which is a 50,000 rupee loan, Kishore, which gives up to 5 lakh loans, and Tarun, which goes up to 10 lakhs. And then we have the Tarun Plus, which loans up to 20 lakhs, where borrowers who have successfully repaid their earlier Mudra loans. So what we have found is that the loans amounts or the loan categories also, earlier majority of the loans were in the Shishu category.
Okay.
And subsequently, these have moved into Kishore and Tarun category, where there are major value of borrowing is happening now. So which means that the borrowing is not only happening at smaller level, earlier borrowers are now graduating to larger enterprises. So the success, if you look at it, one is from a financial inclusion perspective, huge numbers which has come. Second is the growth of those entrepreneurs and coverage among various sections of the society.
We now go to Mr. Yalangi Venugopal Rao from Mudra Limited, the MD and CEO. We'd like to know from you this flagship scheme of the government. How do you see this scheme for the entrepreneurial democratization in our country, for giving credit access to people who were denied that opportunity till this scheme was introduced?
So this scheme was launched for funding the unfunded. So if you ask me, the scheme is extremely revolutionary. To go back to prior to 2015, most of the aspiring entrepreneurs were not getting loans from the bank. Reason being that they didn't have any collateral or any guarantee. So the scheme was framed in this perspective. And as Manoj sir has told, it has become extremely popular, and it is one of the most popular financial inclusion schemes in the world. And if you take the numbers, again, I at the cost of repetition, it is 59 crore loans amounting to 40 lakh crore of disbursement. These numbers are huge. And now if you see the credit, if you look at the way the scheme has helped, around 68% is women, 21% is young first-time entrepreneurs, and 50% is belonging to the SC, ST, OBC entrepreneurs. And if you look at the scheme's widespread, it is also extremely popular in rural parts of the India, and scheme is run through the banks, the NBFCs and MFIs. So all in all, the scheme has come a long way, and we are very happy to see those numbers which are shaping the entrepreneurship profile of the country.
And now we go across to Mr. Goyal, who is CGM MSME, State Bank of India. Mr. Goyal, we'd like to know from you the impact on the growth of the MSME sector that you have observed in the last 11 years after the introduction of the Pradhan Mantri Mudra Yojana.
There is a significant rise in credit flow to MSME, and driven by the Mudra impact. And I share some data that MSME lending surged from 8.5 lakh crore in FY 2014 to almost 30 lakh, more than 30 lakh crore in FY 25, And MSME now account almost 31.1% of the GDP and 35.4% of manufacturing and 48.58% of export. And then other than this, what in 2015-16, 3.6 crore units were employing only 8.05 crore people. But now, as on 25, 7.47 crore enterprises employing almost 32.82 crore persons. So it means these are just double of the unit, but employment has increased four times. So it itself indicates the impact of Mudra on the MSME sector. So that ultimately now it has reached to the deep rural areas also, and the peoples are becoming from employee to employer, basically entrepreneur. So, and what earlier mentioned, almost 20% of the loan has been given to first-time entrepreneurs. Yeah. So almost 12 lakh crore loans with almost 12 lakh crore rupees loan has been given to first-time entrepreneurs. So this indicates the impact of the Mudra on MSME sector.
Absolutely. And now we go across to Ms. Anuradha, who's a CGM MSME Canara Bank. We'd like to know from you, Anuradha ji, how easy is it to get a Mudra loan, and what are the easy terms that are talked about?
It is breaking the traditional credit barrier. Earlier, any loan means usually bankers will look at the collateral security or any security. Right. Here, this Mudra, the main objective of Mudra is to simplify the process of giving the loans to small entrepreneurs, helping them to turn their ideas into successful business. Because here the Mudra, the comfort what all are feeling is, here there is no collateral requirement, and it is very hassle-free, very simplified procedure, and we have stabilized the system in the 11 years continuously. Now it has become, now in digital also we are giving Mudra within a span of, even if they're sitting at their home and they can take the loan with single or two buttons. Now even documentation also, we are doing through DD, digital documentation. And the main comfort what we are giving is that it is a collateral free loan, and now we are promoting this for financial inclusion. It is helping financial inclusion and self-employment and grassroots level economic development also. And now everybody is aware about, now the thing what has happened is awareness has been created across the people, and small entrepreneurs aware that if I go to any bank, I approach it, it is very easy to get a Mudra loan. Even not only general public, even our bankers also, even from branch head to the top, the people are aware about the scheme, and they feel that Mudra is the simplest loan, and where we can give hassle-free loan, and we can give without any collateral, without any hurdle. And the main thing is, madam, in Mudra, that middleman we have removed. That 11 years, that is the biggest revolution we brought in by bringing Mudra Yojana to this country. Is earlier, you know how the system has happened. People are approaching private lenders for the small loans where they are charging higher rate of interest and all. Now, because of this Mudra, we have removed all this, and collateral, yes, free loans we are giving, and it is very accessible. Yes. We have so many channels to approach banks.
Absolutely.
One is Janasamadh portal, people can apply. Yeah. Official bank website, people can apply. Traditionally, they can approach the branch and they can apply.
Yes.
And now many banks have already, FNG has told, many banks have brought the digital lending system into Mudra, DLP,
yes,
system, and the straight through process. So with one click, it is easily accessible to all the entrepreneurs who wants to do new business.
Manoji, coming to you, we'd like to know from you, Honorable Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, she said on this occasion that Pradhan Mantri Mudra Yojana will go on so that entrepreneurs get strengthened, they are empowered, and they become a part of the journey of Viksit Bharat. How important is this holistic approach?
As Honorable FM said, this is very important scheme in our march towards Viksit Bharat, because without MSMEs or micro enterprises coming up and growing, I don't think we will have a complete financial inclusion in our country. So every entrepreneur should be able to germinate and grow his business. That is actual financial inclusion. And once everybody is able to do that, that becomes a part of our Viksit Bharat goal. So if you look at it, this every enterprise which comes up gives employment. Employees become employers. Whoever, right, earlier working in some of the factories or stores becomes employers. Subsequently, each one of them giving employment will give rise to financial inclusion.
Mm-hmm.
So this will add to the production of the country and ultimately help in the growth of the GDP.
Absolutely. Also, is there evidence that, you know, micro enterprises who started with the support of Mudra Yojana, the finance that they got through that, now they have graduated to small-scale business ventures. Is that visible?
Yes, definitely. Earlier, maximum loans were given under Shishu category. During the early days, first 2-3 years, if you look at it, more than 70-75% of the loans were in Shishu category, which means that they are less than 50,000 loans. Now, the loans which are happening, which are more than 60-65%, is happening in the Tarun and the Kishore categories. And a very smaller amount we have found for the last 1 year after we have launched Tarun Plus, a large amount, I mean, a few people have graduating to Tarun Plus also, which basically means that their requirements for business has grown and their credit requirements have grown accordingly, and thereby they are graduating to a larger or institution from an informal micro enterprises. So there is a clear evidence from the pattern of Mudra loans being availed by people.
Would you say that from micro entrepreneurship, which is being encouraged and which is really surging because of the Pradhan Mantri Mudra Yojana, that leads to financial inclusion and that leads to inclusive development?
100%. As we spoke earlier, this has given loans to about 2/3 of the beneficiaries are women.
Mm-hmm.
And about 21% is towards first-time entrepreneurs. Almost 50% is to the SCST and OBC category, which basically means that this is facilitating financial inclusion in a larger way. People who are not earlier been part of the mainstream economic activities are able to participate and grow. So definitely Mudra loans have been a major catalyst in achieving this.
And now we come to you, Mr. Rao. I'd like to know from you that what has been the geographical spread of the beneficiaries of Mudra? India is a huge country. Has it diffused and penetrated into all corners of the country? And which all sectors is Mudra loan eligible for? Where all do you see the Mudra beneficiaries starting their business?
The Mudra scheme is flagship scheme of the Government of India and extremely popular. Every district of every state and union territory have been covered under the scheme and adequately covered. And if I look at the numbers of the various states, so the top 5 states would be like Tamil Nadu, Uttar Pradesh, Karnataka, Bihar and West Bengal.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the district-wise data also, both the urban as well as the rural or semi-urban districts also have been adequately covered. If I see the urban districts like Pune, Bangalore, Patna, Kolkata, Ernakulam, Ahmedabad, these are the top districts of the Mudra beneficiaries. And if you look at the semi-urban or rural districts like 24th North Paganas, Mushidabad, Belgaum, Korda, these districts are also have been the top performers in the Mudra portfolio. So the entire country, every districts, whether it is rural, urban, semi, all the districts have been covered under the Mudra. And as regards the sectors you are saying, ma'am, so every sector like service sector, manufacturing and trading, every sector and each and every activity has been covered, including the agri-allied activities. So we cannot name any particular sector, but we can say that every sector, service, manufacturing and trading are covered under the scheme.
And the average ticket size of loans has nearly tripled from when the scheme was started. So this reflects deepening of both market depth and width.
Absolutely. So the significant improvement in the average ticket size from 30,000, now it is about over 1 lakh. And also if you see, there is a shift from the Shishu loans, which is the lower category. Earlier the Shishu loans were the maximum beneficiaries. Now slowly the trend is moving towards Kishore and Tarun. The average ticket size is increasing to 1 lakh crore, which is a very, very significant improvement. And that's why the government has started this Tarun Plus, and we are seeing a lot of traction under the Tarun Plus category also.
Thank you so much for taking out time, joining us and enlightening us about the various aspects of this major milestone where Pradhan Mantri Mudra Yojana has completed 11 successful years.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on 11 years of Mudra Yojana. The participants were Manoj Mutathil Ayappan, Joint Secretary, Department of Financial Services, Yalangi Venu Gopal Rao, MD and CEO, Mudra Limited, Govind Narayan Goyal, Chief General Manager, Agriculture Business Unit and Government Sponsored Scheme, and R. Anuradha, CGM, MSME Canara Bank. The moderator was Sonu Sood. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.
Insights.